it's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where over the past almost 6 years now, we've tried to explain the complexity of who we are and how important it is to keep it all in balance. So obviously, we're physical, but we're emotional. Most people are well aware of their emotions, and the emotions impact the physicality of who you are. In addition, you are a mental or intellectual person. I hope you're growing every day with some new knowledge that you didn't have the day before. And I think it's important to keep that in balance. And then finally, we're spiritual. And I don't mean religious by that. What I mean is understanding that we are more connected to nature, to our angels, to guides that are trying to assist us in life. But there is this connection that we have to life all around us. And that's also important to keep in balance. So, you know, get out there, walk in the grass, listen to nature, be part of the world around you. I have as a guest that's returning today, Amy Wilson, and she's going to be talking about summer and the importance of hydration, blood sugar levels, and photosensitivities, and understanding how that is all impacted by our summer weather and heat. I also want to remind everyone that all of the shows are archived on synergyconnectionradio.com. I think there's, I don't even know how many shows, there's like 425 or more shows out there now that are floating around. And if you go to that website, Boomers Forever Young is a company that does sponsor this show. I've been using their products for more than 7 years, and they have a brand new one. And I was explaining this to Amy before we started recording, and it's called Myotrol. So Myotrol. And it is an, I would say, a reverse aging kind of a product, which makes it super interesting in today's world where people actually have, you know, at least the prospect of turning back the clock. We've always looked at our skin and tried to do that, you know, by maybe cosmetics or having, you know, Botox, or you see that all the time on television. And so none of us really want to get old. I mean, it's natural that we're going to, but we don't want to look old. We don't want to think like old people. And I think this is especially true with boomers, which I'm one of. And so I would suggest that you get on their website, look up Myotrol, you know, in their products, just type in Myotrol. We are currently out of it. It crashed the computers with people that wanted this particular product. And you can only get it with boomer products. So check it out. One of the things that it does do is, and it's done this for me, is more stamina, but it also seems to be improving mental acuity. For a lot of people, it is growing hair that had been thinning, so their hair is much thicker. It definitely is building muscle back, and you lose, as Amy well knows, you lose 1% of your muscle every single year after the age of 50. So by the time you hit 70, you've lost 20% of your muscle mass. And that's why we fall. That's one of the bigger reasons, is the muscles aren't there to hold you up and support you as much as in your youthful days, let's say. So check out Myotrol, see what you think. Everything is 60-day money-back guarantee. And if you put my first name, L-U-C-Y, into the discount box, you're going to get 15% off of your order. The company does allow me to offer that. Okay, welcome back to the show, Amy.
Hey, Lucy. Great to be here.
Okay, so we're going to talk about something that I guess most people don't think about, and that's as you enter the summer months, you're, especially if you're not, you know, maybe down here in Florida, there's too much sun, too much humidity, for sure. But I mean, all across the United States, for the most part, it does warm up. June, July, August. And so people are outside more, and maybe they're not really that aware of the fact that they need to hydrate better if they're going to be biking or swimming or running or doing any outdoor activities. So why don't you share the importance of understanding our summer months and how it actually impacts our health?
We don't think about that. I mean, we think we get thirsty, it's like, okay, we take our water bottle everywhere. If you have your Stanley cup, you're taking it everywhere. What we don't sometimes realize is that, hey, we're gonna go for a walk outside, or maybe you're gonna play outside, or like I have a lot of yard work. It's gonna be a lot of mowing. And so, yeah, I'll be taking stuff outside to drink, but we don't think about how much we should be drinking. And what we do see, especially since we are having warmer summers, lots of humidity, we're seeing more of dehydration and
Which is really
hyperthermia. It's
dangerous.
very dangerous, and so is hyperthermia. And as you get older, you don't really have sometimes the thirst mechanism isn't there as much. You don't feel thirsty. Maybe your sweating isn't as efficient as it used to be. So there's a lot of things that we, as we get older, that our body's kind of like, does are the signs and symptoms kind of dampen a little bit. So it's really, really important as we age to really focus on getting the water, getting the hydration, because I know a lot of us like me, I drink a lot of coffee. Yes, that is some hydration, but it's not as much as if I was drinking water and maybe adding some electrolytes to it once or twice a day in the summer. And that does not mean Gatorade. Gatorade is pure sugar. It's a lot of crap. Same with like something like Powerade that has a lot of artificial flavors. I'm talking like something like LMT, Ultima. There are a lot of good products out there that will help you with electrolytes, or even just putting some pink Himalayan salt into your water. So, what that will do is help bring the water into the muscles. It'll help keep the water into your system. Now, a rule of thumb is everybody's like, well, do I drink 8 glasses of 8 ounces of water and 64 ounces a day? Sure, that's one way you can look at it. That's a good way. Or you can take your body weight and go half, and that is your minimum. So let's say let's just say it's 100 pounds. Most of us weigh more than 100 pounds, but just for math purposes, half of that would be 50, and that'd be 50 ounces of water a day. But that's the minimum of what your body needs. Now, if you're going to be outside and doing things, and it doesn't even have to be exertion. If you're just outside, you're going to want to up that water intake. You want to stay hydrated, because here is what can happen. One, hyperthermia, which is very, very dangerous and can be life-threatening, and it comes on very quickly. You may not even realize it, especially if you're outside gardening or mowing. And all of a sudden, you're feeling kind of hot and tired and headachy. You might just think, oh, I just got too much sun. And that's what a lot of us will, you're never even thinking hyperthermia. So you want to be drinking throughout the time that you are outside. The other thing, if you are pre-diabetic, diabetic, is that the more that you sweat, the less volume you have in your blood, and the higher your blood sugar will go. So you can have some instances where you become hyperglycemic because of the blood volume becoming more concentrated. So it can be like almost an artificial hyperglycemia. So the things that you want to think about is, yes, have your water, maybe have some electrolytes with it, and then sipping it throughout the entire day, not just having a glass in the morning and maybe a glass in the afternoon, a glass at dinner and evening. You want to be drinking and staying hydrated all day. Now, I get it, ladies. The bathroom. That's where most of us are going. No, I already go to the bathroom. The pluses and minuses, what you don't want to do is become dehydrated. So know where your bathrooms, know where your restrooms are. And actually, a good sign is if for some reason that you do go, let's say you do go to the bathroom every 2 hours, every 3 hours, and you're not, then you definitely know that you are dehydrated and that you do need to increase your fluid intake.
I've had people say, I don't want to be getting up, more than twice a night as it is.
Yeah.
And So a lot of times I just tell people, if you're going to bed at 10, maybe stop drinking water, put some in the bathroom so that you can have a sip after you go if you get up in the middle of the night, but don't drink a lot of fluids after 7, because it kind of does close down at least, that urgency to go every 2 or 3 hours.
Then that's a good thing. So, 3 to 4 hours before you go to bed. So you're already inside. You've already done everything what you've been wanting to do outside. Now you're coming in. So it's not as crucial to stay hydrated once you're inside. But the other thing to think about too is that sometimes in the summer we do a lot of alcohol consumption. Alcohol consumption will dehydrate you. So thinking about that. And so if you're drinking, let's say you're drinking water throughout the day and you're having that beer or wine or cocktail at night, that's not going to help you stay restful because alcohol actually doesn't help you sleep. It makes it worse, even though you think it does. It really does not help you get quality sleep. And it also will have an effect on your bladder where you're going to need to go to the bathroom more. So that would be another thing that I would say is really focus on quality hydration and maybe think about backing off on some of the alcohol during the summer.
What's the reason that there's more alcohol consumption during the summer?
It's parties, it's holidays, it's I know around here people go to the lake in Florida, people are going to the beach, and just as we think of a get together, we have food, it's paired with alcohol a lot of times. And this is the summer is when you have your margaritas and you have your pina coladas and your daiquiris and all the fruity drinks that people will partake, or even chilled wine. And there's concerts, and if you're active in social groups, a lot of times alcohol is in those environments. So just be on the, I would say, cautious side. Maybe only partake once a week instead of Monday through Friday. Maybe you have one day that you're able that you say, okay, I'm going to drink, but drink, I always say, responsibly. But as someone who's getting older, know that alcohol affects us more. And when you have less, sometimes body fat, women, it's going to affect us a lot. It's going to cause some hot flashes. It can increase our chance for falls. It can decrease our quality of sleep. It can make us go to the bathroom more. So there's not a lot of positive aspects. And people be like, oh, but I heard a glass of wine will help heart. No, yeah, there's studies out there, but have some grapes. You're going to get a better outcome by having some grapes than going for the wine.
Around here we have so many sports because you've got, the Rays and you've got the Buccaneers and you've got the Lightning and you've got the Rowdies and you've got all these different sports teams. And of course, I don't know of hardly anyone that goes to games that doesn't have a beer, at the function, whatever it is they're going to. So that's all very true that as you get older, all of it does impact you a little bit more.
If you have a drink, just think of, same rules apply as when you're younger. Okay, drink water. Drink water. And it's even more important as we age that's what we do. That we, if you have an alcoholic drink, then you have one or two waters and then maybe one more alcoholic drink.
You were mentioning before we started recording too, these devices that people are now going to be wearing on their arms if they're pre-diabetic or diabetic, to monitor their blood sugar. And I think you said a lot of times people don't even understand what that's doing.
Yeah, they are called continuous glucose monitors, CGM, and Dexcom actually just did a blog on this on my website at amykwilson.com. And Dexcom is coming out with an over-the-counter version, which means that you won't have to have a prescription. Because right now, if you want one of these, you will have to have a prescription to get one. This summer, it's going to come out. I think it's called the Stelo. I can't, Stelo or Stelo. And it will be available without a prescription. I don't know the cost of it. They are amazing little devices that will keep track of your blood sugar. However, here are the reasons to use it, and here are things to think about. a lot of people go on them, not just for prediabetes or diabetes, but they'll also go on them for nutrition to see how food interacts with their body, to see if they are spiking blood sugar. Because we do know that if you are spiking all the time, that's not good. That actually hurts our cells. It causes our mitochondria to have to work harder. It causes our cells to work harder. It's not a homeostasis environment. Causes us age backwards, lose skin elasticity, wrinkles, all that good stuff. So what happens is a lot of people wear these CGMs. What we have to realize is that our blood sugar does go up and down, and that is okay. When somebody has a CGM, a lot of times they're like, oh, my blood sugar went up. That's not good. That is okay. Insulin is okay. Insulin sometimes becomes the devil. We make it the villain. As long as it is doing this kind of wavy motion, you go slightly up, you go slightly down, you go slightly up. What we don't want are these big spikes and these big drops, big spikes and big drops. When that happens, then we have issues. But I'll have a lot of people to say, oh my gosh, it went up. I need to get rid of carbohydrates totally. No, our bodies need carbohydrates. Our thyroid needs carbohydrates. Our brain needs carbohydrates. What you don't need is the simple carbohydrates, the cakes, the sugar,
the donuts,
fruits, vegetables, great. Because I'll have somebody say, oh, I had an apple and it went up to 130. That's okay. If you have a piece of pie, cake, and it spikes up to 160, 170, 200 is your blood sugar, well, that's an issue. That is definitely an issue. And then that shows you like, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't have this cake. Maybe I should be eating something with fiber, fruits and vegetables, which will slow down the impact of blood sugar.
Right.
So if you're going to wear one of these, understand that you're going to use it for kind of think of a data collecting. You're going to see how your body reacts. Also understand that if you go and have your finger pricked and, you know, you get the blood off your fingertip and you put it in a blood glucose machine, and those are over the counter too, that is real time. That is what your blood sugar is doing at that moment in time. Think about that as the engine of a train. The CGM is the caboose, because how a CGM works is it goes what's called interstitial fluid, and it takes a while for that interstitial fluid. So there's about a 5 to 15 minute lag behind. And so if somebody's like, oh my gosh, I get hypoglycemia all the time, this would be great. The problem is if you go hypoglycemic, you're going to feel it, but it may not register on your CGM for 10 to 15 minutes. So you need to use it as a tool, as a guide. I highly recommend that if you're going to be using it for nutrition, that you work with somebody who understands so that they can help you and say, okay, this is fine. What you're doing is great. Don't freak out. Or being like, okay, look at these peaks, look at these big spikes. Those are the things that we want to prevent, especially if they're happening over and over and over again. A spike every once in a while because you enjoy a cookie, you enjoy a piece of cake, that's fine. What you don't want is spike, 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 spike. We want this nice wave. And just work with somebody who understands and can help educate you, because sometimes these tools are amazing, but if we don't know how to use the tools, they can actually hurt us and harm us, especially if somebody thinks that, oh, I need to go keto because I need to have a flatline blood glucose in my body, which that's not healthy.
How many people, I mean, these devices have like a little tiny needle, right? When you put it on, I mean, it's penetrating your skin.
Yeah.
So, and you have to move them around, I think. You don't.
Yes.
Where the
usually
location.
It depends on which ones. So some of them are on the back of the arm, and which is interesting because I was pre-diabetic, so I was wearing one for quite a while, and it was weird that in my right and left arm were different. It might, you know, different, maybe different muscle tone, different how the fat deposits are, I don't know, but things would be off. And so I would still have to prick my finger to calibrate my machine. So that it was okay. And remember too, is that some of these Most of them are about 14 days. And the first day you are calibrating and letting it get up to speed. And then you will have maybe 12 to 13 days where you get the information. You will have to remove it once it's, and it tells you when it's done. It's, you know, it pretty much says I'm done. And then you, then you have another one. Now, some of them you can put on the abdominal, some of them you can put on the upper thigh. But most of them are in the back of the arm.
I have a friend who's a nurse, and she ran into all kinds of problems because of, you know, lifting patients or patients that are, you know, reaching out sometimes, and they would grab, you know, right where she had the device. And so it was tough for her to find, you know, the right location. And then you're limited as far as how do you move it, you know, like in that general area, how do you keep moving it? Because the amount of area is restricted.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing too is most of them work with a smartphone. So if you are looking at getting that, make sure you have a version of a smartphone that it works with. Mm-hmm. If you have a paper tape allergy or any allergies like that, you may not be able to wear one because they do adhere with a tape. And mm-hmm. then usually there is also kind of like a bandage per se that you wear over it to protect it from water, showers, and so that it does not get pulled off.
Right.
So there's a lot of other things to think about when you have them. I like when I have my clients and we use them, it's nice to see how something works because some people need to have that visual. It's like, you know that things work inside your body. You know that if I do this, the outcome should be this. But you don't have those hard reality that in your face, what's going on. And sometimes with a CGM, that helps to say, hey, look, when I eat processed foods, this is what happens. This is why I'm tired. My blood sugar spiked. I crashed right back down. And this is why when I eat whole foods, eat my proteins, my carbohydrates, my fats, this is why I feel so much better. And sometimes people need those numbers to just be able to say, okay, I get it now. It's kind of like that aha moment. Oh, all right. This is why I feel so bad. And this is what kind of validates it. Even though you know it's the crap food that's making you feel that way, now you have something that's validating why you feel that way.
Right. And maybe it makes you pause, you know, because you do have that knowledge and you've seen it. Maybe you can pause a little bit and go, do I really need that extra cookie or do I really need that slice of pie?
There is a big disconnect on how food makes us feel. We don't put that two and two together. We're like, oh, it's just food. But we don't think about that's what's causing our headaches, our joint pains, our brain fog. And when you can see that, hey, this chemical reaction is going on inside, this is causing my blood sugar to spike, it's sometimes a rude awakening.
I'm sure you're like this. I certainly am. But when I go to the grocery store, and we were always told, shop the perimeter, you know, don't shop the aisles. And of course, you have to go down a couple of aisles because that's where toilet paper is and paper towels and those kind of things. But I'm always amazed at a lot of times when you're going down some of these aisles where there is really not such healthy stuff to choose from, how unhealthy the person is that's putting everything in their cart, whether it be male or female, but, you know, maybe grossly overweight or certainly needing to change their diet. And, you know, it's just amazing to me because I know that they're going to the doctor and their doctor's saying, hey, you know, you are diabetic, or hey, you're moving into that zone of being pre-diabetic and you need to pay attention.
What that is that you only know what you know. And if you were raised that way, or you think that eating healthy is expensive, or you look at the package and it says so much protein when it's really just processed food that has no health benefit, but it says it has a health benefit. And then you go to your doctor and your doctor says, oh, well, you need to lose X amount of weight because you're pre-diabetic or you're on this road. And then they give them no direction, or they give them, it's just a matter of, you just need to cut down your food, which is very wrong, or go get a treadmill. There's just there's no plan. There's, here you go. Now we have a diet medication that they can prescribe, which will cut down the appetite, which is why they do that a lot of times. And it still didn't teach that person how to eat. So when you talk about muscle mass, and as we age, we lose muscle mass. When you don't eat, especially if you're not eating protein, you're not able to keep your muscle. You're not able to build your muscle. So now we're talking about even more frailty as we age, being on these medications. So I always say it's so important, invest in a coach, invest in something that's working with a workout program, because that is what's going to keep us aging in a positive direction, because we're going to get older. We don't have a choice. We're getting older, but we don't have to become frail. Right. And, you know, we talked before, you broke your arm. Most people in our age group, I'm Gen X, baby boomer. Once you have that one fall, especially if you're not healthy, it is a negative cascade of events after that. What we want is exactly what you did. You had a fall and you're right back up and you're able to heal and actually probably get a little bit stronger. That's what we're training for. We need to stop thinking of working out, eating healthy to be skinny. It's now we're training for our aging selves so that we don't have the frailty issues, that we don't have the diseases of age.
Right. Endurance is a key, because if you don't have stamina, you're not likely to get up off of the couch. You know, you're going to sit there for long periods of time, and you're not going to be walking or gardening or, you know, doing anything that is in the least bit physical, because you simply are tired all the time.
Yeah.
And so your muscle mass then really begins to dissipate quickly.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
we need that muscle. That muscle is precious, and we need to keep it and we need to build it.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, it does come down to eating right and doing some kind of strength training.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many of your older clients do you give like resistance bands to, or things like that, where they're working those?
So all my older clients actually lift weights.
Oh,
they started with smaller weights and resistance bands and got stronger. Like, I have 70-80-year-olds who are lifting 20-30-pound dumbbells.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah. So, but like I tell anybody, is when you start, we're going to start with body weight first, because body weight is resistance.
Yes. Yes.
It is a weight. And then we're going to start with some bands. And then we're going to start with the 5 pound, maybe the 2.5 pound dumbbell, but then we're going to start increasing, because you can build muscle as you age. You know, we don't have to lose it, but we have to be able to eat so that we can build it. And we have to use the resistance training so that we can tear down the muscle fibers to build them back up.
Right.
And it's definitely, definitely, definitely possible. I think people, I always get a question like, how old's too old to start? I'm like, there's never an age limit. Start now. If you're thinking about it, this now's the time.
Right.
Now's the time.
Exactly. I remember my parents, as they were getting older, they really became couch potatoes. I mean, you know, dad watched sports constantly, you know, mom had her shows, but I never really did see them once, you know, they got in their 70s. I didn't see them do a whole lot of moving. And my mom eventually did fall and broke her hip in her, I want to say around 84 and a half, maybe. And it was a decline after that. It definitely was.
What
So I know
see
that happens.
What you'll see in a lot of older people, and if this is you, if you're listening to this and you sit in a chair all day, you're going to get what's called a C curve. And you can have spinal issues. You can, have changes in your spine as you age due to just sitting. We don't want that at all. And so I would recommend, okay, can you get out of that chair? Can you stretch? What can you do to change that course Because if, and what I mean by a C curve is that your shoulders are hunched over and your pelvic bone is pulled in. And so you look like a C.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's, you look like that chair, that you are training your body to do that because you are losing your core. You're looking, losing your core stability.
Right.
You're losing those glute muscles and you're losing the muscles that pull your shoulders back.
Back, right.
So if you see that, look in the mirror. If you're starting to see that, okay, I know you love your chair. I know you love your shows. Let's figure out what we can do to change that course.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing that I'm afraid we're going to be seeing down the road are the number of kids right now that have their heads constantly bent down for their cell phones, whether they're playing a game on it or whether they're checking TikTok or Facebook or whatever they're doing, Instagram. And, you know, they're going to have a dowager hump by the time they're in their 30s.
Like kids look at the 20 and 30 year olds and 40 year olds that, you know, I train right now. It's like, okay. And even with computers, we spend our time in forward flexion so much that we really need to focus on opening up the chest, stretching, doing exercises to counterbalance that. Because then, yeah, what we're going to start seeing is that we're going to see that hump. We're going to see osteoporosis and we're going to start seeing fractures because of the pressure of constantly leaning forward.
Right, exactly. Exactly. One of the benefits actually of an iPhone watch is it does, you can do your programs in there, but it does remind you if you are in front of a computer a lot, it's time to stand. And I know that some people use a standing desk. And if you can use one with the kind of work you do, that's a benefit as well.
Well, I have a standing desk. I also have the watch, and I will tell you that it still will tell you to move. If you don't move enough, it's saying, so it's not, it says, get up and stand. I'm like, I am standing. It wants you to move your body and get some blood flow going for about 60 seconds. And I love that. I know a lot of people get very, very frustrated with it. It's like, oh, just be quiet. I'm like, no, it is telling you to get out and move.
And move.
And yes, we definitely should listen to those cues.
So sometimes you can turn off your mind and just start thinking about something else. But if it's an outside force that's saying, aha, it's time, you know, move that body, you know, that is a benefit for sure, for sure. Well, we are out of time already. And so I will have you back on in probably about 5 months. And we, by then we'll be talking about, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe not summer hydration as much as how to prevent falls when the weather gets colder and some ice begins to build up or snow or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So how do people get in touch with you, Amy?
The two ways. The easiest ways are either my website on www.amykwilson.com. You can send me a message there. That's AmyKWilson.com. Or you can, if you're a person on Instagram, I'm at the Nutrition Coach Pharmacist. That's at the Nutrition Coach Pharmacist. And feel free to send me a message there.
And you do take private clients.
I do. Yep.
Okay. So if somebody
I use a platform called, I use a platform called Fast Way to Fat Loss. And, you know, the workouts come to you. They're 30 minutes a day. Plus you get me as your coach and I guide you the entire way and help you on your journey. And yeah, I take clients everywhere. So just it's virtual, it's Zoom, it's phone. So even though I am in Kentucky, I have clients all around the world.
That's a pretty awesome thing. The only thing you have to, you know, I would think would become a little bit of an issue is sometimes the time zones.
Time zones, Australia and Denmark were very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a person I'm going to be recording in a couple months, and she is in Switzerland. And so, you know, but she doesn't mind, you know, because the time difference is about 6 hours. I thought it'd be more than that, but it's about 6 hours. And so it's going to be evening for her when it's afternoon for me, but it works. So yeah, we have become a very versatile, let's just say, in the way we, you know, do our work anymore. I mean, we can use the computer to our advantage.
It makes it very nice because I don't just reach people in a 5 to 15 mile radius that I can reach people anywhere. So yeah, I love to help people and get them healthy and keep you out of my nursing homes.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for being on the show. And everybody, please share this show with those that you love and that you want to understand new ways, maybe a different approach to getting healthy and staying healthy. And please go out there and make this your best life. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.